Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads, and Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Travelers continue to see delays and cancellations thanks to United Airlines ground stop caused by a computer malfunction on Wednesday. More than 100 flights already canceled this morning. The White House and the Kremlin confirming that President Trump and President Putin have agreed to talk. President Trump wanted Ukrainian President Zelensky there as well. Russia has not agreed to that. The White House's so-called reciprocal tariffs kicked in at midnight. White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro.
What the President Trump is doing is leveling the playing field on behalf of American workers, on behalf of American businesses. The tariffs will help pay for the tax cuts in the big, beautiful bill. The tariffs will help debt reduction.
Short term, American consumers are expected to pay the price, by some estimates up to $2,400 a year per household in added prices. The five soldiers shot and wounded at Fort Stewart, Georgia, allegedly by a fellow soldier, all recovering today. This is ABC News. Texas State Democrats still staying away from Austin to avoid voting on a redistricting map they say is discriminatory and unfair, designed to hand Republicans five additional congressional seats in the midterms. Some of those Democrats are in Illinois, where at the Illinois State Fair last night, Governor J.D. Pritzker, also a Democrat, said,
"There's been a civil warrant issued by none other than the Republican Speaker of the House of Texas. A civil warrant, as you know, does not allow the Texas Rangers or anybody in Texas to grab anybody outside of the state of Texas. So we're very proud to have them here. Frankly, they're heroes. These are people who are standing up for democracy, and we're going to do everything we can to protect them."
South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace says she'll be running for governor next year. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says she is also officially putting her hat in the ring for governor of her state as well. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
A high today in the low 80s with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Scattered showers and thunderstorms end late tonight, and a low of 68 with fog patches possible. Friday, partly cloudy, breezy, hot, and humid. The heat index could reach the upper 90s in the afternoon and a high of 91. A few clouds, warm and sticky Friday night, and a low of 72. Saturday, 90, partly cloudy, continued hot and muggy, and a 40% chance of thunderstorms by late afternoon.
Still going strong. We've been heading down a one-way street, but it feel like it's wrong. Moving like a freight train, getting tired of chugging along. I've been trying to say goodbye, but I'm gonna miss you, girl, the second you're gone. Gave me your heart, gave you heartbreak.
I'll let you down.
Sorry, I'm lost in this dark place.
I'll fight it out.
Somewhere I promise I'll be coming back. Am I down the highway? Down my regrets. I've been driving for miles and miles and miles. I can't see where it ends. I've been trying to find ways to tell you how I feel. Yeah. But I can't tell you goodbye, cause I know it'll hurt if I let go. Shotgun, I ain't been myself. Going out looking for a good time, but I'm going through hell. Got Jesus on the hotline saying you need help. Put the liquor on the shelf, tell the devil farewell. You gave me your heart, gave you heartbreak.
I let you down.
Sorry, I'm lost in this dark place.
I'll fight it out.
Somehow I make it to Sunday. I promise I'll be coming back. I'm out down the highway. Driving for miles, miles, miles. I can't see where it ends. I've been trying to find ways to tell you how I feel. Yeah. But I can't tell you goodbye, cause I know it'll hurt if I let go of the wheel. And I don't wanna go down this road by myself. No, I don't wanna be the story that others tell. The guy who died on the highway with all his regrets. He was driving for miles and miles and miles, couldn't see where it ends. He was trying to find a way to tell her how he feels. But when he looked in her eyes, he could tell she was hurt, so he let go of the wheel.
giving you some good news with Shaboozy. Good morning from WRCO on a Thursday. Here's Keith Urban.
My style, but the night is young, and it's been a while, and she broke my heart, broke it right in two, and it took some time, but I'm feeling like I'm finally ready to find somebody new. I wanna kiss a girl, I wanna hold her tight, and maybe make a little magic in the moonlight. Don't wanna go too far, just to take it slowly, but I shouldn't be lonely in this big old world. I wanna kiss a girl. Ooh, it's that moment when you stop closing in. First you're holding back, then surrendering. It can start a fire and light up the sky. Such a simple thing. Do you wanna try?
Shouldn't be. Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where the specials are country music and good neighbors every day.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
The Hankaroo is coming up in just a little bit today. A few things to celebrate today. It's Beach Party Day. Oh, National IPA Day, observed in the first Thursday of the month of August. It's Lighthouse, and it is particularly preposterous packaging day as well, with all kinds of tape and maybe fragile on the box. From the Christmas Story, Fragile, it must be French. Oh, yeah, no, of course, Fragile. Purple Heart Day today, as observed on August 7th, and Raspberries and Cream Day, also known as National Raspberries and Cream Day, observed annually on the 7th of August. It's a good summertime treat.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Did you know donor breast milk can be a life-saving resource for premature and medically fragile infants? At the Richland Hospital and Clinic's Birth Center, we proudly support the use of safe, screened donor milk through our partnership with the Mother's Milk Bank. This is a vital option when a parent's own milk is unavailable. If you would like to participate in breast milk donations, contact the lactation team at the Richland Hospital and Clinic's. Every ounce counts.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, Hank. You're breathing heavy. What's going on?
I was trying to sing.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, well, especially for me.
Uh-huh.
How are you doing, young man?
I am doing well.
Have a good night last night?
Yeah, we were excited. We were at the Captain's Night, Survivor's Night, for Walk with Grace. Lots of good people there and some great talks. I thought Dr. Loomy from the Richland Hospital gave a really nice talk about some of the money raised from Grace and the new equipment that was able to be purchased
awesome.
To help early cancer detection. And so, yeah, it was a great night. And teams were there and bringing in returning the raffle tickets.
That's awesome. A lot of hard work went in last year.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Lots of hard work to those people.
And I think that it's going to be just a real memorable year by the time all is said and done. You know, I mean, I don't want to be presumptuous, but I think we're going to have a pretty good year.
Good.
Just so
good.
Many things that have gone on and fundraisers and with the car raffle that's going on.
Didn't I already win the car?
Yeah, you didn't win it yet. We'll find out at 9 o'clock on Friday night.
Awesome.
You bought one ticket. All it takes is one.
No, but I bought three, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
But here's the thing, I look at it, okay? I win no matter what. I buy three tickets. It doesn't matter if I win or not. It really doesn't. Because when you buy a ticket like that, you're helping somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly look at that. It's just.
I haven't bought my ticket yet.
Really?
No, I haven't.
You're just going to use mine?
Yeah, I'll probably use. Yeah.
Hey, that's where my.
Hey, wait a minute! I'll trade you the vibe for that. That's the thing. If I want it, I mean, the vibe is kind of my identity.
Right.
I would lose my identity.
Not really, Phil.
You don't think so?
No. It's pretty much stuck. Oh, here comes Phil and his vibe. It's not a vibe. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Just let him be.
Right.
Just let him be. Just let him be. So we can even put we can take the vibe, you know, the. Where it says vibe on it, we can take that off and put it on there.
Oh,
I mean, you'd be good to go, Phil.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? It could be
interesting.
It could be a vibe.
Yeah, because then I could get a collector plate for the vibe because I think it's 20 years old, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, that's how old the vibe is. I think it's 20 years for.
And you have two collector plates for you, don't you?
I need one. Yeah.
But so good night.
I think there's limitations on that, though. I mean, the vibe is an everyday driver. I don't think you can drive a collector plate car.
I don't think you can
every
either.
Day. But if I win that tracks, then I could put the vibe up on blocks for a few months out of the winter. You know. And,
yeah. That'll never happen. I'm just saying. I'm just answering for June.
Yeah.
It's not happening, Phil. Get rid of it.
Right. Yeah. No kidding.
But anyway, other than that, hey, last night I was thinking. You know.
That's scary.
I was cleaning my face, okay?
What'd you find?
Well, I found dirt behind my ears.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I'm going, how does my face get so dirty? So I've come up with an explanation for this, all right?
Okay.
I move so slow during the day, Phil, like my ears are spoilers on cars and the dust just rolls back in there.
Oh.
Did you think about that?
Never thought about
that. Yeah, so it's spoilers.
Oh.
And if you go fast, it helps.
I was thinking mud flaps.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But that dust just rolls right back in. That's how fast I move. You know what I mean? It's just amazing, amazing things that I think about.
I never thought of that.
It's like
wow.
Spoiler.
what a day yesterday. I mean, what a memorable day. Chick-fil-A came to Richland Center.
Yep.
And you and I were talking about it in the morning. We seriously did not know.
No, we did not know.
That there was a food truck coming here.
And then Bo comes in, hey, there's a food truck at Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Well, that's weird. We just talked about Chick-fil-A.
Right. See,
so,
those that are connected more on social media than we are know those kind of things. You know, I'll say something to somebody that I think it's this grand revelation. They're like, yeah, I knew that. I read it on Facebook 2 weeks ago. Oh, really? So, well, there you go.
That's cool.
That must be news.
Hey, you hear about the Hardee's food truck coming to town today?
No.
I didn't either.
I can guess who'd be the first one there.
Frisco.
Yeah. One Frisco. That'll be my
appetizer. I heard they ran out of food yesterday. Is that true?
Chick-fil-A ran out of food at 5 o'clock yesterday.
Wow. They still owe us an hour.
What are you going to do?
I don't know, but they owe us an hour.
Yep. We partook in that. We went down and got there early. But my only problem was I was looking for the sides. I wanted a mac and cheese and a fruit cup. They didn't bring any sides.
So. Maybe they did, and Bo just didn't bring it back to you.
Yeah, maybe. That could be. Or they were... They were all gone by 5 after 11.
Yes.
Could have been.
Yeah. Huh. But anyway, we discovered new tater tot tastings, didn't we?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, and Phil laughs at me when I say stuff like this, but I said, hey, The best, if you enjoy waffle fries, all right, try tater tots. So we have an air fryer, cooked him some tater tots, and we put
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Chick-fil-A sauce on them. Uh-huh. And are they good, Phil?
Oh boy,
that's really good. Yeah, it's really, really good.
That Chick-fil-A sauce is good on a lot of things.
So
I know you like it. I think you even use it as toothpaste.
I do sometimes. Maybe that's what's on the back of my ears. Well, I see.
What
you're
do you
full
do?
Of, I see you're full of compliments today.
Oh boy!
But anyway. Did you know that I don't have any sexy toes on my body?
I don't even want to go there.
You want to see them?
No, I do not.
They look like fingers. They're like little flanges with hair on them.
Uh-huh. They have 12 or 13 of them or something like that?
There's six on one and four and a half on the other.
It's hard. When they're webbed, it's hard to count.
It's tough to buy shoes.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of webbed feet.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Speaking of web feet, Joanne just walks in and leaves.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
A listener said you can drive with collector plates year-round except in the month of February.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Okay. Well, so I'll have to get collector plates. Maybe I can borrow one of your cars in February.
Is that all right? Well, sure. You're going to have the tracks, though. I mean, you're going to...
Yeah, that's true. I can ride the tracks in February.
Yeah. February, you can't be idle because that's a busy month for you.
Well, we'll see.
It is. It's basketball, boys and girls.
Well, wrestling, too.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able to go to wrestling if you have collector plates.
What are you doing?
Get the collector plates.
I'll have to get the D-17 all wound up and ready to go, you know?
Yeah. It's something fun.
Uh-huh.
Month of February is very busy for us.
Yes, it is. It's very a blessed. Short month, but very busy.
Yeah, very short month, so... You know, this year is going to be, it has 29 days in it.
Oh, is it leap year? I didn't realize that.
No, I said every month has 29 days except February, but it's okay. You know, most eggs balanced on a cat.
What?
Most eggs balanced on a cat.
On a cat?
I come up with some great ones here, buddy.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, five.
Five?
Five. I don't know if the cat was alive.
I wonder. Because cats do not sit still, even old ones.
No. You know,
they wouldn't. I wouldn't think that.
What about Annie?
Annie.
Could you put five eggs on her?
No. No, she wouldn't allow that. So
she'd be gone, wouldn't she?
Annie is it's funny. Annie, I've never seen a cat lay on their back as much as she does.
But you know,
you look and she's in the middle of the living floor, legs sprawled out, laying on her back.
Do you know that shows a sign of comfort?
Is that what it is?
Or being very secure.
Oh, she must be.
I can't do that at home at all. I don't even feel secure around my dogs.
She likes me. She'll come up and, you know, purr and sit on my lap at night. But it's weird. You know, cats do things on their own terms. So, like, in the morning, she'll be laying there. I'll go to pet her, and she looks around all angry, like, why are you petting me?
Yeah, why?
Leave me alone. Yeah. It's only on her terms.
Well, June taught her well.
Hey. Don't go there.
I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
Here's most hamsters stuffed into a hat.
Okay.
Ten.
Ten? Yeah. Holy cow.
And they're all safe.
But, all right. Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. But you put the hat on your head then? What's going on?
Most high fives by a rat in 1 minute.
High five by a rat? Hey. Now, do rats, do they have five?
They're just saying
fingers or
little paws.
Little paws.
Little nasty things.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20.
20?
20 high fives.
By a rat.
By a rat.
To another rat or, you know?
I'm assuming not. You? I'm probably to human.
Okay.
Here, give me one. Little rat. One, two, three, four.
Oh, boy.
No, we got five in, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
here we go. Most selfies taken with a llama in 1 hour.
Most selfies taken with a llama. Llama.
155.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, in 1 hour. And you can't hold the button down. It has to be every... You know, sometimes you can hold these phones down and just hold it and it's like...
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, you have to release it.
Huh.
But it has to be with the llama, so the llama has to face the camera.
I see. Okay. I was going to say, because otherwise it could be more than that, I would think.
Yeah. Here's something that we should try, Phil. Longest snake shed in captivity.
Oh, boy.
19 feet. Could you imagine?
No, that's something else.
Yeah. I was going to shed that.
Really? Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's why I say we could do it. Let's see here. Most penguins waddling in a line, like, you know, penguins like I do.
Waddling.
Yeah, like I waddle down the hall.
Yeah, yeah, with your bad knees.
Yeah. 204.
204.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yes.
I like penguins.
I love penguins.
Fun to watch.
I do. I like penguins. So, but do penguins have knees?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't say the way they waddle. It's kind of like me.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Maybe they had their knees replaced too.
Yeah.
And maybe they went back to umpiring, you know, too soon.
Yeah, maybe. Do you know anybody like that?
No, I don't.
So, any plans for the night, buddy?
No. Well, I'm just getting ready for tomorrow night.
Oh,
For Grace.
Yep.
So we'll be working on some things there, but getting ready for the big walk tomorrow night at Crosscut Park.
That's awesome.
It's going to be a warm one.
Yeah, it'll be a warm one, but you know what? Come out and enjoy it.
Yeah, and it's certainly going to cool down as the night goes on for the
walk. 100%.
It's going to be very comfortable. It should be similar to what we had for National Night Out after that. Humidity dies during the day.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, anything else that I need to know that's urgent?
I don't believe so.
No, Packers Saturday night?
That's about it, yeah. I'll be sitting on the bench kind of like old days.
Well, that's very sad.
Yeah, very sad.
Because they've booted Phil to the bench.
Back in 81 or 82, that's kind of the way it was.
Been there ever since, haven't you, buddy?
Pretty much, yep.
Well, at least the bench is safe.
Yeah, exactly.
Guard, end, and tackle.
I learned a lot on the bench.
Did you?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, I don't know. The best players aren't always the best coaches.
Yes.
So I learned a lot on the bench. Not that I'm a great coach, but I know the game a little bit.
Right, right. You do know the games when you. And I have someone complimented you the other day, and I said, "Please don't tell him." He goes, "Whatever Phil announces, he knows the game.
Oh.
He knows the games that he's doing." So that's a compliment to you.
Or he can fake it. So
So, but anyway,
I just want to see if this headset goes any wider. So
yeah, it does. It's getting wider.
Get that head in there. So.
Yeah. Good luck, Jim.
Thank you.
Have a good day, buddy.
Right.
Be kind.
Yep.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Kaylee, Andrea, Jan, or Sue will be happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Turn up the heat with A&W's Double Spicy Papa Burger. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with two slices of melted American cheese, bold jalapenos, crisp lettuce and fresh tomato, and a drizzle of the signature spicy Papa sauce. It's the burger your mama warned you about, and then some. This fan favorite is packed with flavor, so stop by A&W and make your next meal a spicy one. Serving up smiles the old-fashioned way, right in Boscobel at A&W on Highway 61. Prices and participation may vary. Some notes on today. 1789, the U.S. Department of War was established by Congress. Also in 1971, the Apollo 15 moon mission ended successfully as its command module splashed down in the Pacific Ocean. And in 2007, San Francisco's Barry Bonds hit home run number 756 to break Hank Aaron's storied record with one out in the fifth inning of a game against the Washington Nationals. From 2007. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Fall means football, volleyball, cross country, soccer, and even marching band. And it all starts with the right shoes and support. At The Shoebox in Black Earth, their knowledgeable staff makes sure every athlete and performer gets the perfect fit, great service, and the support they need to succeed. Whether you're on the field, on the run, or marching in formation, The Shoebox is your first step. Open 7 days a week in Black Earth or online at theshoebox.com. The Shoebox, service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Eleanor Jelenic from St. Mary's School. A VIP today is Eleanor. Have a great day today. Jamie Cradwell from Mom, Dad, and Jaden. Also in the birthday file, we salute Vivian Gander today from Frappe, from Shirley, from Heidi, Shannon, Vinny, Julie, Kevin, Mia, Gage, Maddie, Addie, Greg, Sarah, Aubrey, Caleb, and Chloe. Have a wonderful birthday. Elsewhere, we have a happy fourth birthday to Alice Barocher from Terry, Tammy, Brady, and Isabel with love today. To Marilou Miller from Bloom City's Town Crier. Greetings going out today to Juniper Turner, Eleanor Jelenic, and Troy Putz from Richland Center Lions Club. To Marilou Miller and Jason Fuller, along with Colleen Genthy, happy birthday from Little Willow Birthday Club. Schmidwillen Hills residents and staff saluting Troy Putz today. Have a great day from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. To Kelly Annan, Becky Aide, and Landry Behrens, Jamie Cradwell, and Zach Hackle, Liberty Roan, Bob Schneider, Carrie Stoltz, and Todd McKay. Happy anniversary, Andy and Jody Miles. Have a great day today, and on a Thursday, last but certainly not least, to Bob and Ellen Bender from One of Your Bridesmaids. Happy 65th wedding anniversary.
Diamonds, gold, silver, custom jewelry, and don't forget, diamonds. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are overloaded with diamonds for sale. With the recent rise in popularity of lab-grown diamonds, all diamonds have come down in price nationwide. So we are dropping our prices of diamonds and ready to send one home with you. We are liquidating our collection of awesome diamonds. Would your wife like an updated diamond? Does your girlfriend want to get engaged? Has she always wanted a set of killer diamond stud earrings? Maybe someone in your life would like a diamond solitaire necklace. Lower prices, local service, financing options, and the best smiles. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. Let's make home happen.
The new employee, Joanne Krulatz. No, just kidding. She'll be in with the news in just a little bit here today after a little time off. Taking us in that direction, Charlie Pride on WRCO for a Thursday morning.
Before
Before you take another step, there's something you should know about the years ahead and how they'll be. You'll be living in a world where roses hardly ever grow, 'cause all I have to offer you is me.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope you have an awesome day. Thank you for supporting local radio, WRCO and Richland Center.
Back to school isn't only about supplies and schedules. It's about setting your student up for success. At Court & Main, an A-plus furniture and mattress outlet, we've got exactly what you need to help them study and rest. Because a good night's sleep and a quiet space can make all the difference. Stop in today and get your home ready for a smarter, smoother school year. At Court & Main, an A-plus furniture and mattress outlet in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 69 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, and Philbeck Family of Dealerships. Partly to mostly cloudy, warm and muggy today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely with a high of 84. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms ending by midnight or so. Then partly cloudy and muggy, fog patches possible with a low of 68. In Richland Center, after a low of 62, it's 69 degrees.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A woman has died after a deer crashed into her vehicle. Last night at approximately 8:35, the Sauk County Dispatch Center was notified of a single vehicle crash. The vehicle was reported to be traveling west on Highway 33 near the intersection of Highway X and the town of Greenfield. The vehicle left the roadway and struck a house. Baraboo Fire and EMS responded along with multiple deputies from the Sauk County Sheriff's Department. Upon arrival, it was learned the female driver and lone occupant, a 29-year-old female from the Baraboo area, was dead. Further investigation revealed a deer that was struck by a vehicle traveling eastbound on 33 entered the windshield of the vehicle traveling westbound. The deer entered the driver's compartment, causing life-threatening injuries to the driver. The vehicle then left the roadway and struck a house, causing damage to both the vehicle and the house. No one inside of the residence was hurt. The name of the dead driver is pending notification of the family. While the Wisconsin DNR has allowed the week-long air quality advisory to expire for now, it doesn't quite mean we're all in the clear. The Canadian wildfires remain ongoing, and Craig Charnecki with the Wisconsin DNR Air Management says there are a lot of factors that keep the flames burning. That includes unseasonably warm temperatures, a lack of snow over the winter, and extended drought conditions. Last year, Canadian wildfires only caused 3 days of air quality advisories in Wisconsin, while 2023 had 21 days. As of today, Wisconsin has now had 22 days of air quality advisories. A Wisconsin lawmaker has filed an official complaint over wildfire smoke from Canada. Tomahawk Republican Representative Calvin Callahan, along with Republican lawmakers from Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota, submitted the letter to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. In a statement, Callahan says if Canada needs to face real consequences if it fails to get wildfires under control. The letter calls for an investigation into the country's wildfire management practices and for potential remedies under the international law. The lawmakers argue Canada's failure to contain the fires has harmed the quality and life of more than 20 million Americans in the Midwest. They're requesting a response within 30 days from the EPA. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Legislature would give adults who were adopted access to their original and unredacted birth certificates. The legislation was introduced by State Senator Andre Jacques and State Representative Paul Tittle. They say the purpose of the bill is to give adoptees access to inform about their own identity as well as potential health information that could affect them. Only a small percentage of adoptions are closed, but those closed files prevent the adoptees from accessing their original unredacted birth certificate under state law. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is again warning about the dangers of federal cuts to programs that support the forestry industry. In a second letter to Brooke Rollins, Secretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Governor Evers again urged the agency to prevent funding and staffing cuts that could impair programs like ones meant to help prevent wildfires. Other state officials have also raised concerns about the federal cuts affecting the level of coordination between states when dealing with halting the spread of an invasive species like the emerald ash borer. Texas Republicans have launched efforts to redraw congressional maps to secure more GOP seats in the U.S. House. This move has ignited a fierce battle between blue and red states, each considering similar actions. On Monday, dozens of Texas Democrats left the state to prevent a quorum halting the vote. Governor Greg Abbott and Republicans threatened to arrest and fine those who fled. Meanwhile, California Democrats propose reshaping their district maps to counter Texas. Other states like Missouri, New York, and Wisconsin are also exploring redistricting options with varying strategies and challenges. A missing American climate journalist and former UW-Madison alum is found alive in Norway. According to multiple media reports, Alec Loon was found just north of the Burrabreen, which is an arm of a large glacier that is part of Flojafana National Park. Loon was in Norway with his wife to see family and was last seen Thursday when he left for a four-day solo trip in the national park. According to a Norwegian newspaper, Loon suffered a foot injury. Glacier Loon was found near is described as the third largest ice cap in Norway. Loon was born in Stoughton and graduated from UW-Madison in 2010. A second bond is set for a woman charged in a plot to poison one of her boyfriend's former girlfriends. Andrea Whitaker was given a $15 million bond in Rock County Court Monday. The 41-year-old Madison woman is accused of conspiring with boyfriend Paul Van Dyne Jr. to poison two women. Van Dyne dated in Rock and Dane counties. Whitaker faces several charges in both counties, including attempted first-degree intentional homicide. Her bond in Dane County was set at $4 million. The allegations against Whitaker and Van Dyne prompted three hazmat investigations in June on Madison's west side. Van Dyne and Whitaker are both due back in Dane County court. Rockwell Automation Incorporated on Wednesday reported fiscal third quarter earnings of $295 million. The Milwaukee-based company, with a plant in Richland Center, said it had profit of $2.60 per share. Earnings adjusted for non-recurring costs came to $2.82 per share. The results exceeded Wall Street expectations. The average estimate of eight analysts surveyed by Zacks Investment Research was for earnings of $2.69 per share. The industrial equipment and software maker posted revenue of $2.14 billion in the period, also topping Street forecast. Six analysts surveyed by Zacks expected $2.07 billion. Rockwell Automation expects full-year earnings in the range of $9.80 to $10.20 per share. Harley-Davidson has a new leader. The Milwaukee-based motorcycle maker announced Monday that Artie Starrs will be its next president and chief executive officer. Starrs previously served as CEO of Topgolf Callaway Brands. Prior to that, he held leadership roles with Pizza Hut. Starrs will begin his new duties in October, succeeding Jochen Zeitz, who is retiring. Harley-Davidson is struggling to attract young customers amid declining demand for its large motorcycles. An abandoned boat that captured the imagination of Milwaukeeans is not capturing much interest in the auction market. Milwaukee County hoped the auction would recoup $20,000 of the removal cost for the vessel known as Deep Thought. But Milwaukee County Supervisor Sheldon Wasserman tells Fox 6 bids have fallen far short of expectations, with the top bid so far being $1,125. The boat got plenty of attention as it sat along the shore of Lake Michigan for months. The county paid a towing crew to remove it in May, with donations covering $30,000 of the cost. Wasserman says taxpayers will have to foot the bill for the rest if bids remain low. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo will be holding an Impact Life Blood Drive Friday from noon until 3 in the hospital's Ringling Room. The hospital is located at 707 14th Street in Boscobel. Please bring your photo ID and make sure you eat before your donation. To book an appointment, call 800-747-5401 or go online to bloodcenter.org.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Today is Thursday, August 7th. Irene Reinstra, 91 of Viroqua, died yesterday. A funeral mass will be held at 10 o'clock Saturday at the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary Church in Viroqua. Burial will be in the Fancy Creek Cemetery in Gillingham. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 8:30 until the time of service at 10. The Vasateg Funeral Home and Crematory in Viroqua is serving the family of Irene Reinstra, 91 of Viroqua. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21 of Richland Center, died Friday as the result of a motorcycle accident. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for his daughter's education. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca, died July 29th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 3 until the time of service at 5. In lieu of flowers, donations to the family would be appreciated. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca. Joseph D. Wonkerl, 94, of Plain, died May 25th at Maplewood Nursing Home in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Luke Church, Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke Church or St. Luke School. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Joseph D. Wonkerl, 94, of Plain. James Lewis, 91, of Muscadet, died Friday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Muscadet Monday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Burial with military graveside rites will be held immediately following the service in the Basswood Cemetery. James Lewis, 91, of Muscadet. Kenneth Dieter, 89, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Harvest Guest Home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 4 until 7, with a burial to be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Kenneth Dieter, 89, of Richland Center. Harvey F. Riley, 88, of Richland Center, formerly of the Muscadet-Avoca area, died Saturday at home. A private celebration of life will be held at a later date. Harvey F. Riley, 88, of Richland Center, formerly of the Muscadet-Avoca area.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Partly to mostly cloudy, warm and muggy today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely with a high of 84. Currently in Richland Center, it's 70 degrees. ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Kremlin confirming that a meeting is being set up between President Trump and President Vladimir Putin. The question, will Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also be there? Here's ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
This follows a meeting in Moscow on Wednesday between Putin and Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff. Following that meeting, the official said Witkoff told President Trump that Putin would like to meet with him, which President Trump said he is open to, if Putin also meets with Zelensky.
The Kremlin not indicating it would be open to such a meeting with Zelensky as well. A computer glitch has left thousands of United Airlines customers stranded in airports and on planes. There was a nationwide ground stop yesterday. It's now been lifted, but there are many residual delays and about 100 cancellations today already. The Trump reciprocal tariffs on more than 60 countries kicking in at midnight. The White House says